Maybe not right now.
This thing on.
It'll be typical that it'll be my first technical hitch when you come in for...
Oh, I know you like to have the veneer of professionalism up around this guy.
A very thin veneer.
Oh, well, I would disagree, but...
Oh, thanks. That's good. Hey, I've just noticed that you have somebody with you. And for the first time in many, many years of working with you, it has to be, it must be, Annabelle.
Hey.
Hi, how are you? We've spoken so much about you.
I know. The parasocials are going off. Everyone's my mate from afar.
We've learned a lot, haven't we, over the years about Annabelle Finn? Well, I have.
Well, Annabelle, whenever I choose songs for the radio, Annabelle is a huge part of that. And you've always got to credit the people who tell you what cool music to put on the radio.
Yeah.
And so Annabelle, has probably featured, I feel like, dozens of times credited for having a good music taste. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and well, nice to have you here. And
thank you.
Great to. I did see you once. I think it was at the Tate Music Awards a few years ago.
But yeah, from afar.
Yeah,
it's nice to meet you properly.
Yeah, you too. And no doubt we'll hear more about you as the years go by.
Yeah, I thought you'd met. That's crazy. This is cool.
I don't think so. But I feel like I'd remember that.
So are you two off to do something after this? Are you?
Yeah, we got date day, do we?
Yeah, we're going to a maze.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's that?
A sensory maze? I don't know. I promised to take us to the sensory maze, what was it, probably a year and a half ago.
I think it was for my birthday last year.
Finally making good on it. Oh, so not quite a year.
Before the weather sets in.
Before the weather sets in.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you're here. Well, you've got Annabelle, but you don't have... Mr. Blackall? Jackall.
Mr. the Blackall.
No,
Jackall the Blackall.
Which is what we're here for, your demo god this week. But I hope Jackall's listening.
I feel like he should be. He should. He couldn't get off work, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay.
But I feel like they've probably got a radio there. So shout out to you, Jack.
Right.
You rocked it.
How did it go with your first, rapper?
First rap demo gods? It was awesome. It couldn't have been better. Jack very kindly came over, managed to brave the public transport over to my place. I was a little nervous because, usually these are people who I've met before. We didn't go in the van. Annabelle very kindly sacrificed her art studio room for us. So we were sitting upright. We weren't crammed like sardines just getting to know each other. And I don't know, we had a little cup of tea. We talked about video games. We talked about how we both have the same music program that we make beats, like music on Reaper. So, we broke the ice and we'd chosen a thing.
Jackall, working, you say, is this a school holiday working or a left school working?
Jackall is studying right now at uni.
Oh, a university student.
Yeah, so okay. I think this is just maybe a part-time job.
Right.
I don't think that people, I think this is an indictment on the state of the world that someone like... Jack has to have a warehouse. Oh, well, I don't want to say the other word to that. We don't want to dox him. a day job, because if anybody should be cruising off some kind of weird profits from being madly creative, I think it's him.
Oh, I'm glad that Jack, as you're calling him, you were wondering what you were going to call him last week. I'm glad that Jack is there because they need a lot more people at that centre. Especially if you're going in to do something that requires, handing over some papers.
Yes, yes, and it's a good way to get supplies for CD runs. If anybody wants, I think they might be sold out now. But Guns Akimbo. I'm just saying.
Right.
Bro has CDs for sale.
Right. Okay. So. All right. Jackall the Blackall. Jack, as you've called him, is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay, Jack. And
or Jackall. I asked.
Right. And the prompt, which we didn't know, I know what it is because you sent this to me at some ungodly hour again this morning. And it's great. What a great track. And I know what the prompt is, although it's not in the title.
No. What is the title?
The title is Miles Teller Wine Cellar.
That's right. And what have you deduced that the prompt is?
Is this thing live?
Is this thing live? And for anybody at home who hasn't heard Demo Gods before, Karen comes up with a list of prompts. Every 2 weeks I make a demo based on one of those prompts with a different Auckland or New Zealand artist. And this week is Jackall the Blackall, local rapper.
Yeah, and we're one more demo god away from season one of the Saturday Spring. We go off for a month and the show still goes on, but we're not here. And then we're back again in just in June, which gives you a little time to regroup.
That's
and
right.
Get your next group of artists together.
So we've only done 18.
Wow, that's good.
So this is the 17th song that we've created for
okay,
this.
Okay, so this is the second to last one, the penultimate demo god. And Jack chose Is This Thing Live? So how did you go in terms of, you know, musicality?
So Jack jumped on the bass. I've seen him play the fretless bass before, but he jumped on the bass, I jumped on the keyboards, and we sort of just noodled until we found something. We found the melody in there, ba-dum-bum. Jack pretty much came up with the chords underneath it. It's funny just jumping into bass keyboard jam. That was, it took a little bit of bravery on my part, but we did it. And then I saw, once we got that all down, I saw in Jack's bag, I peeped it, that he brought a sampler, an SP-404, which is a little bit like a J. Dilla kind of machine that you plug in, you can sample things, and then you can chop and screw them and, you know, pitch them down, pitch them up, and you can do different little parts of your sample. Uh-huh. And he plugged this into my computer. This was the crazy part. We spent so much time on keys. There might be like six different keyboard parts and like four different keyboard sounds on this. It's a very keyboard-built track. But I said last week that Jack was really good at sampling, making his own samples. But we also sampled a drum beat from YouTube. I went to go to the bathroom and I came back and he'd already found a song, found the beat isolated within the song, put it on a sampler, pitched it down and made a perfect loop of it. And then we had the drums. I went to the bathroom, I came back, we had the drums.
He's clever.
Yeah, he's real clever. And then he was saying to me, because as we know from last week, super verbose, super referential heavy, and so many stream of consciousness words in a Jack of the Black rap. Like maximalist, some would call it. And I'm like, okay, so I guess he's just gonna like write the lyrics on the spot. And he was like, yeah, I'm a real perfectionist and I'm really slow when it comes to writing. I write really slowly and I've never written something that's a whole song's worth of lyrics. Sorry if I'm getting this slightly wrong, Jack, but this was my interpretation. He hadn't written this fast before. And we were both, I think, in our heads being like, how's it gonna go? He's usually taking weeks, months. He released a mixtape of beats with no rapping because he was too much of a rap perfectionist. He was like, I don't have quite what I want to say here, so here's just beats. And so this was nice for him, I think, and once again, not putting words in his mouth, but I think it was nice because I was like, let's just have a 10-minute timer on the phone. I'm putting it on. I'm going to lay down guitar on the track, and you just write, and we'll see what's good. And he wrote, here are the lyrics. He wrote them all out on his phone, and I think we used them all. He just
that's
spat
too small
basically.
For me to read.
Oh, that's fine.
Tiny.
You'll hear it. But he basically just wrote it all out in 10 minutes. What? And then smashed it out. I held the pop shield for him while he was rapping. He did three takes, but a lot of this is from the first take. I did Hype Man vocals later. I was nervous about that.
Yeah, and I heard you in there.
Yeah.
It works really well.
Thanks. I did it on my own afterwards. I did all the echoes and the Hype Mans. And then I was like, well, Jack, just take out as much as you like. And he only took out one Hype Man. So feeling pretty proud of myself.
Okay, you can read that if it's so tiny, it's like, you know, what, 2 font. So what are the opening lines of Miles Teller Wine Cellar with the prompt, Is This Thing Live?
April sun in Cuba, dragon breathing, sweat puddle mulch, 2 microphones broken up, what, another choke? Yeah, that's the first 2 lines, but we'll hear it.
I'd like to hear more. Okay, so he's got dragon in there right from the very start.
So good. I love hearing New Zealand of this type of music.
Oh yeah, you ready? Okay, so Demo God, Jackal the Blackal. Unfortunately, Jack can't be here today, having to work, such as the burden of so many musicians.
Yeah, but he's already done a good job.
Yeah, all right, and what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I just wanted to know, very before we start, in terms of releases and so forth, how much has Jack put out?
Jack's got that Guns Akimbo record, which is his main kind of recent opus. Before that, there were maybe 2 or 3 mixtapes of instrumentals and then maybe like 1 or 2 EPs and some singles of rapping over beats. But I think...
And Guns an ad. I watched an ad on YouTube, what? Which was great. An ad for,
oh, for the CD?
For the CD. It's so good.
He's apparently... actually, no, I don't think I can say this. He does have a new song, Astounding, in brackets, coming, and video coming out towards the end of the month. I will say that. And then also, I've forgotten the other thing I was going to say.
That's all right. That's all good. That's, you're in the presence of your girlfriend, so...
Okay.
Miles Teller, Wine Cellar, with the prompt, Is This Thing Live? This is Jackal the Blackal and Finn Johansson on Demogods.
You again? You already went.
All right, 1 second, yo. 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 It's a sting live.
One.
Shit, shit, yo.
Two, one, two, yeah. Check, check.
It's a sting live. Microphone, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yo.
Good, I think you're coming through, man.
Yo.
I can hear you.
Just double check if I'm recording now. Look. April sun in Cuba, dragon breathing sweat, puddle mulch. Two microphones broken up and what another choke. Heart wrenching, dropping off too many at my love below. Speaker box stage provides so little off what Clubman said I wasn't slow. In the staying live, never like the sound check. Check attendance on too early, my blender spoke. Pretty divided in the middle mess. Mom's land big, disappointment fit a fist on what's little. Chris crumbles out the pocket, tight shrivels in. Car spatches, ice melts it, octave high, rip it tin. Glass shatter in the wine cellar, Miles Teller, tension figuring out the temper rushing type fella. Misses why he's quivering, running out to find shelter. Hidden from a crowd, man, he's shivering. Guns were out, pelt your last chips down, listening. Lies, hellish ways, and something about the way he kept being assertive. Too certain he embellished, great service level. Head in April sun's heat, big like God nervous. If this thing on, told my niggas they weren't certain, y'all. If this thing on, last dinner before I cut a call. If this thing on, never double check before I made him nervous, y'all. Yo, and this thing on, told my niggas they weren't certain, yo. And this thing on, last statement before I caught a call. And this thing on, never double check before I made him nervous, yo.
I love it.
Demo Gods!
Miles Teller, Wine Cellar. That's Jackal the Blackal with Finn Johansson. And yeah, that's great.
I came across his notebook and it had Miles Teller and then arrows drawn to... It was a completely blank page and it just had Miles Teller, arrow, Wine Cellar. I'm like, this guy's been thinking.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much in your absence, yep. Jack.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you for putting your trust in us. As well, I do want to emphasize that this is one of the first cold calls, and it takes a lot of vulnerability to come and write a song with a stranger. So, props to you for that. And I enjoy how reggae that song was. There's a skank in it, and that was another unexpected thing that I just wanted to highlight.
All right, well, you two can go out into the world and have your date mm-hmm. day. Nice to see you, Annabelle.
You too. You too.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Finn, our last demo, God, will be coming up. We've got 2 weeks' worth. You'll tell us who it is next week.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much, Karen.